The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. USDA reported yesterday afternoon that 59% of the corn crop is rated good to excellent. That's 2% better than a week ago. 81% of the crop is dented, well ahead of the five-year average of 67%. In soybeans, 59% of the crop is rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. 13% of the crop is dropping leaves, compared with the 12% five-year average. In Illinois, we saw a 4% improvement in the quality of the corn crop. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities out of Champaign, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady in the major Midwest hog-producing states, but there are a few weaker tones in the eastern areas of the region, where several plants appear to be nearly full for the week. Terminals are called mostly steady, tops from $44 to $46. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 5th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,687. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60 to $69.59, the weighted average $66.81, a loss of 78 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.30 to $54, and the weighted average was $52.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,369. The base price range, $61.50 to $69.14. The weighted average, $66.48, a loss of 17 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.21 to $53.17, and the weighted average was $49.54.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're finally getting a little bit of a break in the action as far as rain in the central Midwest Corn Belt. A few showers may develop again in eastern areas today. Yesterday, there were scattered pockets of rain, some of it locally heavy across eastern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Coverage in those states of rainfall over a quarter of an inch was probably only about 25%. So many areas didn't get heavy rain, but there certainly were a few pockets, including one pocket just to the east, northeast of Champaign-Urbana. You know, some thunderstorms erupted in the middle of the day. But that's all pushed to the east, and it looks like high pressure is going to build in over the next few days, and that means we'll have drier weather, and we'll have warm days, cool nights, some fog developing in the overnight periods with some locally heavy dew, but we will have drier weather. And it does look like we're going to start to have a large range in temperature, with daytime highs around 80, and overnight low temperatures in some rural areas around 50 degrees. And we're going to be running near to a bit cooler than average over the next several days. Our average high temperature for today, 81, and the low 58. So we've been running below average the last few days. We're going to be closer to that average of 81 here for highs the next few days. But our low temperatures will probably mostly be below the 58 mark by a little bit. It does look like that there may be a little bit in the way of showers and thunderstorms working into the upper Midwest on Friday and sagging southward as we go through the weekend. It doesn't look like a big deal at this point, but it does look like there will be some showers, and it could bring a little bit of a slowdown to those that want to get in the fields early. And this will occur across the middle of our corn belt once we get into the weekend. So northern areas start to get it on Friday, and then this area sags southward during the weekend. Now, as far as the winter wheat areas, it does look like this same system is going to bring some rain to portions of Colorado, Kansas, and the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle area. So that's going to improve conditions for the winter wheat crops out in the hard red winter wheat belt, as we are into the month of planting, and a lot of the planting won't take place unless there's decent soil moisture. And of course, those are areas that have been ravaged by drought, although in the past month there have been a couple of episodes of rain. One area that hasn't seen a lot of rain, though, is north central Texas into parts of south central into southeastern Oklahoma. So there is a mixed bag situation out there as far as soil moisture, and it looks like some of those driest areas will stay dry, but some of the big wheat areas, including the state of Kansas, are due to get some rain here as we go into the weekend. Now, as we go to the southern hemisphere, we're starting to look at South America, of course, and it looks like there will be some showers and thunderstorms in southern Brazil coming up here late Friday into Saturday, and that will produce some soil moisture for the corn and bean areas from Rio Grande do Sul through Santa Catarina and Paraná, and even parts of Sao Paulo and Mato Grosso do Sul could share in a little bit of the rain, especially southern sections of Mato Grosso do Sul. Now, it's not the bean season yet, so not really time to really focus on that too much. Now, some of the wheat grown in Brazil will get some needed rain. Argentina, that's an area that's been running dry of late, and it looks like they're not going to get a lot of rain, maybe a few showers here as we get into the latter part of the weekend. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City's September wheat opened at 469 and a quarter, up 1 1/4 last trade, up 1 1/4 December, 483, down a half last trade, unchanged. December wheat at the board of trade opened at 422 and 3/4, up 3/4 last trade, down a quarter. The March contract, 439 and a half, up 3/4 last trade, up a half. September corn opened at 228, down 3/4 last trade, up 3. December, 244 and a quarter, unchanged last trade, up 3/4. March, 259, unchanged last trade, up 1. May, 268, down a half last trade, up 1 1/2. July, 277 and a half, unchanged last trade, up 3/4. Your red line, D's, 293, down 1 last trade, up a half. September beans opened at 540 and 3/4, down a half, last trade down a half. Noves, 554 down a quarter, last trade up 3. January, 567 down a quarter, last trade up 3 1/4. March, 580 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade up 3. September soybean meal opened at 160.30, unchanged, last trade up 90. October soybean oil opened at 24.65, down 3, last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, USDA yesterday afternoon upped the quality of the corn crop by 2 percentage points. You don't hear that much often in September. And then this morning, Informa puts out its number, a crop of 11.068 billion bushels, a yield of 153.5, above USDA's August estimate of 152.2. What's the trade going to make of all of this?
Well, boy, it's hard to not look at both those items as negative. This trade, it kind of, a lot of it, it talked itself into thinking there's a pretty good chance the lows were in corn. I didn't really subscribe to that camp, but it was a pretty impressive bounce off the lows for a while there, but with these two factors coming out, the crop conditions, I think, is noteworthy simply because usually there's a real strong seasonal tendency for those condition good to excellent percentages to drift lower this time of year for both corn and beans, so to see it improve is definitely a little bit of a negative surprise, but the Informa number was even more so, in my opinion, so kind of blindsided this market. I think a lot of people were looking for a little bit lower number. It's going along with the expectations. That being the case, I think yesterday's reversal down was a pretty good sign that resistance up there just under 250 is pretty rock-solid resistance, and this stuff's going to have an awful time getting above that. I wouldn't be surprised to see a two-sided trade today because the market definitely does have a tendency to not put a lot of credence in the private crop estimates out there, but it definitely is kind of sounding an alarm that the USDA isn't necessarily going to lower the yield.
Over in the soybean pit, beans chopping around between 586 and 549 and a quarter. Do you expect that to continue all the way until we get something in the combines?
No, I think we're going to get some weakness in this beans before the combines actually get rolling. I think we're kind of playing around, locked in the trading range here, like you say. But it's difficult to think we're going to get too much strength. I mean, in sort of a cruel way, the little strength we've seen in the beans lately really isn't doing the farmer much good unless he's just been in a very adept or lucky trader, simply because what we're gaining on the board we've lost in the LDP at this point. And I think that's a very significant factor. You know, to get too much above loan rate cash values, I think, is going to be next to impossible. And because he's just got an awful lot of willing and able sellers ready to unload some beans if and when that happens, in my opinion. So I would look for some weakness in beans before the combines roll.
Thanks much, Clayton.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana.